But the Spirit explicitly says in the latter times or the last days, we're right there, will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines or teachings of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. Boy, is that the day we live in? That is the day we live in. You see, it's God with whom we have to do.
As we gather, may your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
Aloha kakou e komo mai. Welcome to As We Gather, the Bible teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel Honolulu with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. Today, Pastor Bill continues in Philippians 3 with a message titled Citizens of Heaven.
We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because.
Those in the world, their mind is unworldly things. Unworldly things. You see, that's their God. Every person has a God. The master passion of a person's life, that's their God. Whatever your passion is, that's your God. What you think about, what you dream about, what you live for, when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, you know, that is really your God. What's on your mind? And he says their God is their appetite or their belly. Their belly, their passion. Their heart. Again, the term has an indication of womb. Why would it have that, womb? Because it's what you give birth to. It's what you give birth to in your mind, your innermost thoughts. Remember that old saying when computer lingo, garbage in, garbage out, poor quality of input will always produce faulty output? That's it. That's it. Whatever your God is, it's what's going to come out. As a man, as a woman, as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. And they glory in their shame. Interesting. 19, glory in their shame. They pride themselves in their sinful ways. I've seen that. I've seen that on news stations. What's shameful to normal people, to these? Boy, they glory in them. Have you ever seen criminals in court and maybe they've done some atrocious kind of things and here they are smirking, they're laughing, just arrogant in court, maybe profanity, you know, as they're taken away. They've done some of the worst kind of crimes. Well, they're seared in their conscience. They have no feeling. No feeling. That's what Paul is saying, what they're giving birth to, their evil ways. That's who they are. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, but the Spirit explicitly says in the latter times or the last days, we're right there, will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines or teachings of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. Boy, is that the day we live in? That is the day we live in. But you see, I know illegal things or certain laws that, you know, you can't do. And when you get caught and you're prideful in them, I can understand that. But what about legal things on earth that are illegal in heaven? You see, it's God with whom we have to do. And so, abortion, wasn't that one of the major things now with the Democrats? It's like, you can't take abortion out. That's what they're all about. I know we live in a machine here in Hawaii of Democrats. And abortion is their key. That's their, you know, their idol there. And that's what you saw in these debates. But you have to realize, now this, I know this gets a little graphic, but this is the world we live in. This is what you and I deal with. This is what we have to tell those that we're trying to win to Christ and turn from sin. Because when you think about it, oh, maybe in some states now it's legal, like Hawaii. But when you think about it, wait a minute, seared in their conscience or unfeeling? Yeah. And their glory is their shame? Shame to us, glory to them? How can you? Tell me. How can you cut up a little baby in a womb and pulling out body parts? Arms, legs, head, disposing in trash bags, oh, in a sterile receptacle. You have your gloves on, your mask in there. These are criminals before heaven without feeling. Oh, hard to listen to, but it's true. Rather warn you here on earth before you get to heaven and have to face the Lord with these things. Because I have to say, I know we're living in a democratic machine here and people vote Democrat no matter what. But as you do vote Democrat, you've got to realize, as the Bible says, those who follow a false prophet will receive the same justice as that false prophet. If you were with some people that were robbing a bank, they went in and robbed the bank, you're just sitting in the car, you're the driver, a getaway car. You're just as guilty as them. You're just as guilty for all the babies being put to death by voting for these Democrats that are in office that kill babies. It's what it is. Now, let me say this. I know you may be responsible for an abortion. You may be a man that have impregnated a woman, and you're responsible just as much as she is. You see, that's the good news of our citizenship in heaven. That's who we are. That's where we live. Sins forgiven when we say, God, I am so sorry for that. So ignorant of all these things. I am so sorry. I repent. I turn to you. Please forgive me. He does. The blood of Jesus Christ is far more precious than the blood that Paul shed, because he was a murderer, and maybe you shed in an abortion. Or maybe just you're a criminal and killed somebody. You see, that's what God does. He makes us citizens of heaven. But you see, what may be legal here on earth, you got to realize we face the Lord with that. And the Bible says it's a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Terrifying for those who are not forgiven of their sins. Yes, granted. And how you could do that to little babies in the womb and with unfeeling and that. I don't understand that, but your mind is seared. It's calloused. It's unfeeling. And you just do it. That's your job. That's the world we live in, folks. That's the whole culture we live in. Got to face it. The Bible says they've sown to the wind. Now they're going to reap the whirlwind. Well, they set their mind on worldly things. Yes, they do. Temporal things. Not on God's things, on eternal things. And we do. We're citizens of heaven. And that's what we find here in verse 20 and 21. For our citizenship, again, there's the contrast. And that's what I'm trying to do with you. If Paul had the same issues that we have today, that's what he'd be talking about. So, here's the contrast. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself. Our citizenship, Paul, his heart and his mind was in heaven. I mean, that's where he spoke from heaven here on earth. And so should ours be. You see, our future and our hope, it transcends all the difficulties, all the things that we have to deal with here on earth. You see, when we have that kind of mindset, Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's us. That's what we look for. eternal perspective puts this life in proper perspective. Again, eternal perspective puts this life in proper perspective. Isn't that what Abraham thought? Abraham looked beyond his situation. Hebrews 11, 9 and 10. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has a foundation, whose architect and builder is God. He's looking to heaven and all the trials that he went through here on earth. What about Moses? The same thing. In Hebrews 11, 24 and 25, by faith, Moses, when he had grown old, refused to be called the son, or when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. He was looking to heaven, looking to the Messiah, looking to God. And Jesus, what he endured. The Bible tells us, Hebrews 12, 2 and 3, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher or perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, why was the joy set before him? Because of you, because of me. That was the joy. He was looking to be in heaven with us. For, he says, consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Eternal perspective puts this life in proper perspective. We see it all throughout the Bible. You see, always looking ahead, not looking behind. Remember Peter, when Jesus was talking about how he was going to be put to death, he said, when you're young, you went whenever you want, but there's now that you're old, you're going to be led where you don't want to go, speaking of his death. And Jesus said, follow me. And Peter looked around and saw John. He said, well, what about him? And Jesus said, what if I want him to stay until I come again? What is that to you? You follow me. In other words, don't ruin what I'm doing in your life by looking at other people, but you look ahead at what I'm doing in your life. You see, eternal perspective keeps us pure from the world. As the Bible tells us, 1 John 3, 2 and 3, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. And therefore, and everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Looking heavenward, realizing we're going to be with him, could be a short time, could be a long time, but it purifies us. Many of the commentators are looking at chapter 3 that we're in, verses 20 and 21, as being a rapture scripture, us being caught up with Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, where we exchange this earthly, humble, or your Bible might have vile body, and it simply means a body that's not fit for heaven. It's just made for earth. It's without value in heaven because the body is subject to illness, to decline, to old age, and to death. And so you can't compare it to the body that God's going to give us in heaven, one like Jesus Christ. And so he's going to transform that body. That Greek term is metaschizmetzo, and it means to change in fashion or appearance the outward form. Remember when Jesus was transfigured on that mount and his inner divine nature was shown outwardly, and he just glowed. I mean, it blew him away because of that glory. You see, our inner redemption, You know, that new life that we have inside, that Christ-likeness is going to be manifest, not just on the inside, but the outside, a body like Jesus Christ. And it's going to happen in a twinkling of an eye. A lot of people say, well, I'll wait till it gets closer and then maybe I'll come to the Lord. Well, have you ever seen a person's eye twinkle? No, you can see it wink, but not twinkle. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:50, now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood, that's this body, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishable, that's this body, inherit the imperishable, that's the body Christ is going to give. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep or die, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable, this body, must put on imperishable, that new body, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, because he said all that, we're going to heaven with a new body, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, keep going forward like Paul is pressing forward for us. That's what he's saying. There are desperate people that don't want to acknowledge this. So what do? They take matters into their own hands. Well, I want to live beyond this life. So what do? Well, let me tell you, this is from 2022, so I'm sure there's more than this. To date, 199 people have had their heads and bodies cryopreserved at the Alcor Life Extension Foundation facility in hopes of being revived later. By preserving bodies at below freezing temperatures, Alcor's goal is restoring good health with medical technology in the future, according to the nonprofit organization website. Packed together, cylindrical tubes, tanks filled with liquid nitrogen hold the heads and bodies of human patients, as the foundation calls them. Plus, there's 100 preserved pets. These are billionaires that do this. What do you do when you avoid the Bible? He tells us there's a new life. There's a new body. What do? You try to do your own thing and try to figure it out on your own. Well, it just won't happen. Let me end off with this. And I have one more article that I want to point to your attention with what we're living in, a woke culture. But notice he says that Jesus has the power to subject all things. Literally, to subject all things mean arrange in ranks, in proper order. The world is out of order, and when Jesus comes, he's going to order the world by his view and his values and his plan. It's out of order now. The Bible says, and I think we're in these days, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, militant homosexuality, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. We have that. In the days it was of Noah, well, first, in the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, like our days. In the days of Noah, what was happening in the days of Noah? So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Well, viciousness. There was just violence. And we talked about the violence on the little babies. And so I think we're living in those times. And you have to be ready for those times. I don't know if you saw the article. It was just when, last week? But let me give you this culture. Again, the contrast between our citizenship in heaven. And maybe you read it. It was in the Hawaii News Now. But it was a visitor from California, and there were three drag queens in the lobby of the Waikiki Hotel. And this person got angry, and they said they should not be exposing kids to cross-dressers. Angry that three drag performers inside the lobby were doing a video shoot. And she was basically saying, choosing that space to do this shoot that is used by families, children's, they should not do that. Well, they kicked her out of the hotel. She was staying in the hotel, refunded her money. And then our governor got involved. He was very upset. He said, I'm proud of the performers from Hawaii's LGBTQIA. When are they going to end? XYZ, you know, go through the whole alphabet. Just do that. Community who maintain their dignity and integrity in the face of such a hostile attack. God says it's an abomination for men to dress up like women. So I have to ask then, because I wasn't there, I'm just reading the article, what would I do? What would I do if I had my grandkids? Well, my grandkids are getting older, but grandkids, you know, and they're maybe 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old. What would I do? Well, maybe I hope I would do this. Can't guarantee it, but I hope I would do this. I'd go by, I'd see them videotaping and hear these men, these three men that are just dressed to the kilt like women. And I have to walk by it. My kids are just looking. You know, some of these pride parades, they're basically freak shows. But what do you do with kids? Their mouth is agape. And what do you say? I'd probably go, okay, you kids, here's a good. Now, the Bible tells us, now these are men, they're dressed like women. And the Bible's in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, it says to God, it's an abomination, or it's really bad for a man to dress like a woman. And maybe they would hear me, or the crowd would be around. And so it's really bad that they do. But you see, they're left to their ways, and God still loves them, but they're going to have to face God when they're before Him. But kids, this is what our society is doing. You know, it's called sin, and God is not pleased with it. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Let's go get an ice cream.
And that's where we'll finish on today's edition of As We Gather with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. This was a portion of a weekly Bible study from Philippians chapter 3, titled Citizens of Heaven. You can hear this message again by visiting CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com and take advantage of our media archive. We really appreciate any support from our listeners. Your encouragement and prayer go a long way for this ministry. If you'd like to support the As We Gather media ministry, you can give securely online at CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com. And for those who would like to be a regular sponsor, you can set up a recurring gift on the schedule of your choice. May the Lord richly bless you as you walk with Him today.
As we gather, may Your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify Your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Gather, may we glorify Your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came. As we gather, may Your Spirit work within. As we gather, may we glorify Your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.
Next time on As We Gather, we'll continue in Philippians chapter 3. Until then, aloha and agape.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.